Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Hey, what do you believe?
I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the air, focusing on the 6.2% total burden. 6.2%. Where am I? I just had three cherries in my mouth at the same time.
That is really thank you for sharing
juice.
That.
cherry a juice little. Is sticky in your mouth, and mine on your hands.
Okay.
What's the matter with you? 6.2 magnitude earthquake
in your mouth
in central Italy. 20 people have been killed. More are missing. So, Jennifer, from the point of view of the Northridge earthquake, mm-hmm. we always go back to that because that was your experience. It was 84, 86. Can't remember in there.
It was in 94.
Was it 94? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it was when you were just a kid.
Yes.
But you remember how much was completely destroyed of that area. The tremors were felt all the way to Rome with this one. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is now leaning the other way. That's how bad this was. That was a funny, folks. The rescue effort is... Nobody laughed at that.
I thought it was cute. I gave it a giggle.
Did
yeah.
You gave it a giggle?
I gave it a giggle.
Landslides. That's the big thing. Some of the mountains. This is one of the most beautiful areas. I remember going into this area. It's sort of north and east of Rome. Up toward the Adriatic, there's a town called, I think it's Perdu or Perdas, I have to remember. It just quaint, perfect Italian.
Perdu is in Indiana, isn't it?
Well, maybe.
Maybe you got confused. Indiana, Italy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's so much to compare. If Michael Pence's real name is not Michael Pence, it's Penske.
There you go. Really?
Yeah. No. Anyway.
I was going to say, wouldn't that make him very wealthy?
That. Yeah. Okay. Now, that's S-K-E, not S-K-I.
No, I know. Mm.
Okay, we're getting lost here, and it's...
The earthquake. You were talking about the earthquake and how it compared to the Northridge earthquake.
Well, I just think that gives people a reference as much as
anything. It does, and look, I was reading before I went to sleep last night, I was reading about these reports, and this mayor from this Italian town, and I'm forgetting which one, said this is unbelievable. He said our town just disappeared.
Amatrice.
He said our town just disappeared. He said we have all these people just buried under the rubble, and I can kind of equate a little bit. I mean, I can equate that freeways crumbled here, and this is modern architecture. So in California, in Northridge, my school, I actually was displaced. My whole school basically was uninhabitable. We had to move to the seminary across the street. Freeways collapsed. I mean, there was such a huge amount of damage. My friend who lived in Northridge at the time, we went to high school together. She was actually sucked into her waterbed. Imagine
Whoa.
That. She had a waterbed, and it just completely sucked her into the center of it. Her parents had to come and get her.
By waterbed. Oh my
seriously
gosh.
I mean, you think about that, you go, wait a second, maybe I don't want that waterbed mattress anymore. But these are all things that that are in my mind, and I think this is modern, relatively new architecture. When you are in Italy, this is stuff that has been there forever and ever and ever.
Goes back to the Roman Empire, much
and
of
it's
stuff.
Just wow. I mean, what they're dealing with right now is tough. And not only do you deal with the major earthquake and the shock of that and the post-traumatic stress that comes from that, but then you have the aftershocks that hit you for days and weeks and months after that keep your nerves on edge. It's just, it's hard.
Do they ever have, and I don't really know anything about earthquakes, but do they ever have a second large earthquake, or is it just more tremors
sometimes.
In the aftermath?
Most
it's
of the
very
time.
Very unusual, but mostly it's the shocks. What's happening is the plate that covers the core of the earth, or the underbelly of the earth, and we're talking about maybe down 300-400 miles, and some of it is a surface 3-4 miles down. It depends, but anywhere between 4 or 5, 6 miles down and then to a couple of 100 miles down, the earth is changing. The surface of the earth is changing all the time. Look at some of the old maps, the artist's renderings of what the Earth looked like 2 billion years ago when Africa, the continent of Africa, and South America were one and the same. And in those billions of years, they've separated so that from tip to tip, there's about 1,450 miles from the furthest land east in South America to the first touch of land in, I think, Morocco on the west coast of Africa. But they were one, and the plates of the planet just keep changing, and that's what brings about the earthquakes. As things change, the Earth is adapting to what's going on. The center of the Earth is like 900 jillion million degrees or something. The core is so hot, and it keeps bubbling, it keeps cooking what is under the surface, and with that cooking comes a change. And sooner or later, you have a volcano, which is one way of it presenting itself, or you got an earthquake, which is basically the same event, only there's nothing hot coming to the surface. It's staying under the surface and causing these plates to move around. It's fascinating to understand how the planet works, but that's how it works. That's why we have all this change, and that's why you can expect anything to happen any place. If it wouldn't expect, you know, I was talking about earlier, Jen, the New Madrid Fault that goes from St. Louis up the Ohio River Valley and across to New York. And if that were, you know, that's as much of a fault as San Andreas.
Yeah. And actually sometimes more damaging, because here where the San Andreas Fault is, we sort of expect, we build for earthquakes, and people in other parts of the country don't really think it through so much.
Nope, don't think it at all. Okay, let's, speaking of thinking things, the issue with EpiPens. Congress has asked the feds to look into Mylan, M-Y-L-A-N, which is the pharmaceutical company that makes these EpiPens, which used to cost a couple of years ago $100, and now they're $600. And the comments that have come in social media, that's what prompted me. I was looking at one of the people that I follow on Facebook, and there's this whole story of the CEO, Heather Bresch, getting an $18 million bonus. The EpiPen, it cost them $1. $1 to make one of these EpiPens. So you understand how much they were making when they sold a two-pack for $100. Now they sell two packs for $600. And so this is what gives the public the ammunition to go after, in their own minds, the people who are making a lot of money without really doing a lot. Now, if you're really smart and you create something like I use Mark Cuban as an example, and Elon Musk and some of these other people that really have their own creative genius, and through that they've created wealth on their own. They didn't have to go anywhere. They don't have to be paid. They created what they have, and they deserve every penny that they get. And I'm not saying these people don't deserve it. That wouldn't be fair. But don't make it look so damn obvious.
Well, it's like who was that guy who was maligned completely in the press, and deservedly so? The guy who raised all the cancer medicine by like 400% markup. Remember that guy?
Yeah, was just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, right.
A couple months ago.
It was 700%, not even 400, it was 700. And then he went to jail for something.
Yeah, I think
Martin Shkreli,
something like that. Yeah.
That's the culprit. Ugh. Yep.
Right. But these are the people.
The same thing.
That give the CEOs that do a good job and that deserve to be paid a bad name. Mm-hmm. You do it in some quiet way, or you don't do it at all. These people who, you know, you look at these stories and you realize how important EpiPens are to people. And so,
well, and that's why they can mark them up, because they are necessary. And, you know, it's really easy for us, you know, in our brains to go, well, medicine is tied to morality. Medicine is tied to people doing the right thing and improving the world. But for many people that are in the medical business, it's just a business. They don't care about the morality of it, you know, and that's the
sticky
disconnect.
Wicket. This is a 671% pay increase for Heather Bresch over last year. And so, they're nuts, these people, to do that way. It's just not right. It doesn't feel good.
And with more and more kids having food allergies, peanut allergies.
Yeah, that's what this stuff deals
all
with.
And
severe breathing issues.
I'm allergic to bee stings, but Monsanto killed all the bees, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. But, you know, I mean, there are so many kids with so many different types.
There are bees that have survived. Yeah, one of them survived and got me the other day. Here's a comment.
I'm not happy you got stung. That's not
a Facebook comment from Nicolette says, glad, referencing Ms. Bresch, she can sleep at night. Hope she never has any of these serious breathing issues that I have in my family. Karma can be rough. If you have somebody that has this, is your insurance premium going to go up because this stuff costs so much? One would wonder. I don't know the answer.
That's a good question.
Asking the question.
For sure.
44 past the hour.
Today on App Check, Hipstamatic makes your digital photos look analog with blurry, oversaturated, discolored images. $2 for a crappy picture? I don't get it. Hipstamatic. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? Well, maybe you ought to consider giving your kid music lessons. It can work wonders on your child's academic skills and mental health, too. Here's the science of it.
Everybody ready for music?
No doubt about it. Music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or actually any music lesson for that matter, teaches children rhythm, patience, and concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally creates many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling fakes him out of his shoes and dunks it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycling now? Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
I've overheard your theory, nostalgia is for geeks. I guess, sir, if you say so, some of us just like to read. One second.
Well, here's Lady Gaga. Where do we find out what her real name was? What, Stephanie something or other? What's your real name?
Germanotta.
What is it?
Stephanie Germanotta.
Germanotta, that's it, okay. A.K.A. Lady Gaga. A few artists who can reach number one on the real-time Billboard and Twitter trending 140 chart without actually releasing a song, but Gaga has done it. A lady has the distinction after she announced on social media that the first single off her new album will be called Perfect Illusion. The song isn't going to be released till next month, but that hasn't stopped her fans called Little Monsters from going wild with anticipation. So it's now been confirmed that Mark Ronson who is the producer for Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, produced this single. Says one of his favorite things he ever worked on. He says, quote, I went in on the first day with very open expectations. I knew she was very talented. I'd seen her perform and knew how seriously she takes her music. She's really a musician at heart and is happiest when she's sitting behind the piano yelling out some chord changes to the drummer or to another band member. I think her brain functions. And she
I would love to see that scan.
But she also said she smokes a joint every time she is trying to get creative. That's what gets her into the creative zone. Been one of my favorite records to work on, Mr. Ronson. I think it's just really good music, probably a record for people who might not have realized that her music had something in it for them. I think Gaga's got something for a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. Her voice is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, there are just people who know how to make hits, and I'm going to put in that category Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Definitely Lady Gaga knows how to make a hit.
The hits just keep on
the
coming. All right. Okay. So that's the Gaga story. Here's a story. This is very interesting. Neil Young has been focused on a couple of different stories today. His annual Bridge School Benefit Concert returns this year to celebrate his 30th year. Metallica is going to be there. Roger Waters, My Morning Jacket. This is an all-acoustic nonprofit charity event organized every year by Neil and Peggy Young. It'll be October 22nd, 23rd. At the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. It might be an interesting take, Jen. He's going to do Farm Aid again this year like he usually does. This performance at the Bridge School Benefit will have, Promise of the Real, Dave Matthews Band, Willie Nelson, Nora Jones, Cage the Elephant, the E Street Band guitar, Nils Lofgren will be there. I think Lofgren and Young have been friends for years and years and years. This concert raises money for the Bridge School nonprofit, which helps children with severe speech and physical impairments. I believe he had, polio when he was a kid?
Polio, yeah. And his son is nonverbal with cerebral palsy. And then they had a second son who's also nonverbal and that's what made them start the Bridge School.
Well, his wife started this in 1987, money raised from the first concert after she was not able to find a suitable school placement for the two children that you're talking about. Last year's concert included performances from Young and Lofgren and the Dixie Chicks. Ryan Adams was there. Sheryl Crow. Gary Clark Jr. So the tickets will go on sale, I think, next Monday for this, the Bridge School Benefit. Should you be interested in taking that in.
I always buy these, but I'd love to go and see it in person.
Yeah, just to support them. Yeah.